WUWM now continues its Project Milwaukee series, exploring the barriers that hold back some Milwaukee Public School students from achieving at a higher level. Today, we look at the role parents play in their children's success. WUWM's Susan Benz met people who care passionately and have strong opinions about the importance of family in a child's life.
Sherry Johnson meets me in the quiet of her office at the Medical College of Wisconsin. The child psychologist has spent most of her 20-year career working in clinics in the heart of the city. Johnson says parents are uniquely suited to prepare their child to succeed in school. It's the use every moment as a learning opportunity idea.
Grocery shopping with your child, identifying the vegetables in the aisle, developing some of their math skills by saying, how many trees can you count in the park?
When a child enters school, Johnson says another critical step is to cultivate a parent, teacher, and student team.
Being an advocate for your child with the teachers and with the school staff, making sure that your child has a place in your home, that they do their homework.
The list goes on. Building reading time into your child's life while carefully doling out TV and computer time. But Johnson says prescribing these techniques to many of the families she treats would be like whistling in the dark.
Those families are challenged by poverty, an absence of jobs.
The child psychologist says in the best of all worlds, adults would plan to become parents and thoughtfully prepare to raise a child. But the reality of many urban families' lives doesn't fit that model. In her office on Valete Street, Catherine Klein is stockpiling backpacks and school supplies. The social worker is one of three MPS homeless coordinators.
We do whatever we can to just create a little bit less stress till they get through the crisis.
This year, 2,800 MPS students were reported homeless. Klein says that may sound like a small portion of the system's 85,000 enrollment until you realize 80% of MPS kids hover below federal poverty lines.
So many families are one paycheck away from foreclosure, eviction. You know, that one paycheck is all it takes.
You'd never guess 37-year-old Tatanisha Powell spent years living on the edge, moving from shelter to shelter. The single mother of two and her 5-year-old are all dressed up, celebrating her graduation from HIPPE. That stands for Home Instruction for Parents of Preschool Youngsters. Powell says the program has changed her family's life. Every week, a trained parent partner came to Powell's home. Together, they role-played prescribed activities and stories. In turn, Powell's has worked and played with her daughter every day.
It's really given me a lot of structure to raise my children, to stay focused, to stay on the right track, and just show them that they can accomplish anything if they just set their minds to it.
Her daughter now reads and loves to write stories and is bursting to start first grade. As for Powell's, she's taking college courses.
My 18-year-old, he's graduating from high school. Just him seeing me go back to school gave him the incentive to stay in school.
Program coordinator Andre Good says HIPPE has quietly gone about its business since 1998, working with parents to become their kids' first teacher. Then a few years ago, COA Youth and Family Centers, the local group that coordinates HIPPE, was urged to expand into elementary schools.
The studies show that up through the fourth grade, that is when you will make the most impact in terms of parental involvement.
So in 2005, HIPPE, Having Involved Parents, was launched at several MPS schools. The program's centerpiece is a monthly family gathering. Tonight, it's West Side Academy's turn. The gym is bursting at the seams. A mad scientist just finished his performance, and everyone's about to sit down and eat. Longtime volunteer Annie Crockett says HIPPE is doing more than getting parents inside the school for a free meal.
Every Tuesday, they send the homework home in its book bag. So check your book bag. You don't have to check your book bag because now the kids come home and show their homework.
Crockett's daughter, Renee Washington, coordinates HIPPE at nearby Sherman Elementary, where it's been slower to catch on. So she plasters "Give HIPPE a Try" signs outside school and positions herself so parents have a hard time avoiding a conversation. She understands how they feel.
A lot of people be kind of leery and they go, they go another program, something else for them to tell me what to do.
HIPPE organizers say their benchmark of success is getting 25% of families involved. Westside Academy's Annie Crockett is aiming for 100%.
You just have to be patient. Get to know them. Give them a hug every once in a while. That's all sometimes we need.
Crockett says that goes for parents and their children. Susan Benz, 89.7 WUWM.